This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Chef Blair Swiler is the founder at Chef's Cut Real Jerky. Now, we first met Blair at last year's PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, caught up with him a couple of weeks ago at this year's show. The business is going gangbusters. It's a pleasure to welcome Chef Blair Swiler back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Blair.
Hello, John. Nice to be on with you again. It feels like it's an old pilgrimage for us now, even though it's only been 3 years or so.
Sure. It's been a fast year. For those who don't know, remind the listener of the beginning. How did this ride begin with you?
Well, I obviously had a love for golf as a child, but I couldn't make it as a pro, so I became a chef at a fairly early age. My father had a restaurant, and from there it went all the way from chefing in Minneapolis to moving to Florida and making it on a whim for a member guest at Calusa Pines, and kind of the rest is history. My business partner, Dennis Riedel, got us into Bayonne Golf Club in New York Harbor, and went from one club to another, and then we realized we needed federal approval. it's just crazy to think about it, as you mentioned, and I start to think back, and I can't even cover all the bases.
But from a business perspective, you were always going to kind of capitalize on the golf community?
John, I think it just fell that way. Being a lover of golf and the game, and of course I still pinch myself that we're in Pebble Beach and 700 other club, private and public golf clubs, of course, now. It just fell that way because I was part-time caddying. I came to Naples, Florida to help my wife open a restaurant for friends of ours from Minneapolis, and fell into part-time caddying and made it for a member guest. So it just fell into golf and fit into golf.
You mentioned the amount of clubs. When we saw you last year at the show, I thought you said to me you signed up about 300 clubs at last year's show. I know we're just a couple of weeks past this year's show, but the reaction was just as strong.
Yeah, and obviously there's more awareness, you know, with Chef's Cut now. More people have seen us out there in retail from, you know, everywhere from Kroger to Costco. But with our new bacon, and of course, you know as well as anyone, there's not a lot of food being given away at the PGA show. So our booth is quite popular, and we love handing out free jerky. And now with our three new flavors of bacon, everybody ordered. So I don't even know the total tally. You know, I'm working on so many other items right now that my business partner says we signed more than any this year.
How much jerky do you have to prepare for the show?
Boy, to put a number on it, I don't really know, but I will say that we probably give away close to $30,000 worth of jerky, just giving it away.
We're talking with Chef Blair Swiler from Chef's Cut Real Jerky here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, you've alluded to it. The menu has expanded. What are you working on?
Oh, you know me, bud, and I always send you stuff in Ziploc bags. I'm working on everything from a buffalo wing stick to a jalapeno pork stick to a kung pao pork and a Memphis rib pork. I mean, it's endless right now. I have so many things I'm dabbling in.
Blair, why is growing the menu in this category, why is that so important?
Why is what? I'm sorry.
Why is growing the menu so important in this category?
Knowing the menu?
No, growing the menu.
Oh, growing. Well, you know, I think it's probably inherent to not only business, and meat snacks, but it's also inherent into being a chef. It's just something, you know, you just keep creating, so to speak.
Can this go too fast? Can this get away from you? How are you still in the process of assuring it's the quality that you want?
Well, that's a great question. I think with the team we've built, which is just fantastic, it's impressive to watch the team we put together for Costco road shows, to just the operations end of what we're doing. And I can assure you that my hand is in every single flavor that we're working on. So that's how I make sure everything's done properly. But I will say, as Hillary says, it takes a village. We've developed a very impressive team.
How many Costco roadshows did you have to do? When did you get in Costco?
We got in, I don't know the exact date, but we got in, I'd have to say late January, February, and we did great in the mid. We were only in the Midwest with our 14-ounce bag, but we've done like 5 weeks in a row consecutively on the East Coast with four of our SKUs, which would be the two steak, which is original and Chipotle, and the turkey teriyaki, and then the buffalo chicken. So we were doing road shows at the same time we were already in the Midwest for our 14-ounce original bag. So those road shows, we were breaking records at like Gaithersburg, Maryland, for their road show sales. It was crazy.
So despite the fact that you are tried and true and tested in the Costcos in the Midwest, they sort of want to get the temperature taken in other regions of the country?
That's exactly how they do it, yep. And they see if the throughput through the register matches up. And they love us. And consequentially, from there, we landed an everyday item in the Midwest. Our same 14-ounce original steak will now be, as opposed to we just started off with a certain amount of truckloads, now it's an everyday item in all the Midwest Costcos.
This has got to be, you dreamed big, I'm sure, but this has got to be taken off for you.
Yeah, it's funny because I dreamed of being a great golfer, but I got the yips out of college and played at junior college at Mesa Community and walked on to ASU and never got to play, but did qualify for that team back in the early 80s and developed the yips and realized I better stick to my strengths of cooking. So I stayed in the restaurant business, and yeah, I pinch myself every morning. I wake up and there's another phone call similar to yourself, and I'm like going, okay, wow, I guess we can do this. And it all comes down to the product. You know, we wouldn't be here if this flavor didn't work. And I think it's obviously not just because I'm attached to it, but I don't see any better product on the market than ours.
You mentioned the team from the show of 2015 to the show of 2016. How much bigger has your team gotten?
Wow. Well, we've added a PR company out of Manhattan named Coin PR, and we've added a couple operations people. Our food scientist is now full time. I could go on and on of what we've added to our team, a marketing director that left Kind Bars for us, Ben Granero. It's really amazing. And of course, you know, by signing guys like Von Miller, and of course in the golf industry, we signed Kyle Reifers also. So he'll be wearing Chef's Cut shirts too.
Will he really?
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I did not know about Kyle.
Von Miller being MVP. I used to think it was MVP meant the most valuable protein, but now it's got a whole new meaning.
You know, you have to, and let's make sure the listener understands, you, before the Super Bowl, had an arrangement, an agreement with Von Miller, and now Von Miller turns around and he's the MVP in the Super Bowl. You have to think there's some karma, there's some good juju coming your way.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. You know, you wake up and you go, really? Is that really happening? Did that really happen? And I was lucky enough to be in Las Vegas not that I'm promoting gambling, but I will say that it was fun to bet on Vaughn and have all those things happen and fall into place. And it seems to be endless, but like I say, it's all about the product. And Vaughn is a huge fan of the Chipotle, which it happens to be my favorite steak item that we serve. And now, of course, it's when I eat bacon, it's the new Applewood flavor that I can't quit eating, putting on sandwiches and stuff. But yeah, the Von Miller thing is just crazy.
Well, you know how I feel about the product. You know how I feel about you. I think it's a great story, and it's such a happy story, and it's great to see good things happen to good people who are making good products, great products. He is Blair Swiler, Chef's Cut, Real Jerky. I always appreciate the time, Blair. Best of luck to you. We will talk again.
Yes, we will. Thanks, old friend. I appreciate the time.